Over to the US now, where the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last May, has reached its third day. LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks is here to bring us up to date. Simon.
Absolutely, Ian. Day three of Derek Chauvin's murder trial, and today there was testimony detailing the random events that, taken together, cost George Floyd his life last May the 25th. Giving evidence this morning, Christopher Martin, the 19-year-old cashier at the convenience store where George Floyd bought a packet of cigarettes. On CCTV video captured by the shop's security cameras, you can see Mr. Floyd appears to be under the influence of drugs. And when Mr. Martin tried to make small talk with him, that became even more apparent.
So when I had asked him if he played baseball, he went on to respond to that, but it kind of took him a little long to get to what he was trying to say. So it would appear that he was high.
But what sparked the crisis that would lead to George Floyd's death was his use of a seemingly counterfeit $20 bill to pay for his purchase. Mr. Martin sensed it was fake, reported the dodgy banknote to the store's manager, who told him to go outside and bring Mr. Floyd back into the shop. A first attempt failed, so Mr. Martin told his manager not to worry about it. He would replace the $20 bill out of his own pocket. The manager said no, again told him to bring George Floyd back into the store. When that second attempt failed, police were called. The rest is tragedy. And Christopher Martin joined other bystanders on the pavement watching George Floyd's life disappear at the knee of Officer Derek Chauvin.
We saw you standing there with your hands on your head for a while, correct?
Correct.
What was going through your mind during that time period?
Disbelief. Thank you.
Why guilt?
If I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided.
The defense is zeroing in on the very clear evidence of George Floyd's drug use as they continue to advance the argument that the police did everything by the book, but it was Mr. Floyd who brought the crisis onto himself. Two other stories dominate headlines here today. President Biden is unveiling a big push to improve America's crumbling infrastructure, a $2 trillion plan to fix 20,000 miles of road, 10,000 bridges, pull ancient lead water pipes out of service, and transition the country away from its dependence on fossil fuels. The president wants businesses to pay more taxes to cover the costs, which is, of course, anathema to Republicans on Capitol Hill. And one of those Republicans is facing a crisis today. Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, a steadfast supporter of former President Donald Trump, who once wore a gas mask in Congress in an attempt to lampoon the threat posed by COVID-19. Well, he found himself having to say this last night on Fox News.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
All of that, a reaction to news that the Justice Department launched an investigation into whether he was involved with and trafficked an underage girl. The investigation was launched while Donald Trump was still in office. Capitol Hill is agog because, Ian, these are obviously very serious allegations, and were he to be charged, he could be facing some very lengthy jail time.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.